You're looking at Jacob van Rossdal's painting called The Wooded River Landscape with Shepherd. Rossdal is associated with the dramatic landscape, and I think this painting very much illustrates that aspect of his style. In fact, he was really one of the most versatile landscape painters in the Dutch Republic in the 17th century. He did it all. He painted dunes, rivers, fields, windmills, watermills, waterfalls, two very famous images of cemeteries. But this particular painting represents very well a kind of monumental, classical period of Dutch landscape that really also is quite dramatic. It's a feast for the eyes. There's so much going on. Let's walk through the painting to see all of the activity these recorded before we look at it in general as a beautiful composition. Now, in the foreground, we have a couple who've come to rest on this birch. It's a birch tree that lies across the foreground. On the left, there's a road, and we have a shepherd who's minding a herd of sheep as they negotiate these logs that have been put across the road to allow people to have better footing as they traverse it. And then up above, there's a couple also walking through the road. On the far right, we have fishermen pulling in their net in the river. And then behind them, there is probably a convent or a monastery, perhaps just a church. There's a field with sheep in front of it, another shepherd and shepherdess minding those sheep. And then in the very distance, there's a castle right on the horizon line. So when you step back and look at it as a whole, you understand, one, there's not nearly as much sky as you see often in Dutch landscapes. It's really cropped in more closely, which gives it more drama. And of course, what we see first when we just glance at the picture is this bare limb. This massive oak tree has obviously been hit by lightning or a sort of natural disaster, as has the birch tree that fell down. And by using the contrast, the much paler tonality of that branch, the branch in the oak tree, it's getting more light, it stands out, and makes a dramatic contrast between that and the tree. The branch is diagonal. That in itself creates a kind of greater drama within the landscape. So you have this beautiful, darker toned kind of triangular form going up to the left in the near foreground. And then in the distance, you have more greens, more sort of lighter tonalities, and you have this lovely flood of sunlight that falls across the meadow. All of that makes this a really rich and involving and powerful image of landscape as it was practiced in the Dutch Republic. One would think, perhaps, that you're looking exactly at a scene that Rossdal found or came upon in his wanderings. Usually, they're very constructed, so probably this particular scene doesn't exist, and we probably know that for sure because the building in the background is a kind of timbered structure that occurs in a very particular part, the eastern part of the Netherlands. He used this building in other examples, so we do know that this is a bit of pastiche, but it works very beautifully as a single composition.